When you ordered capsules, you joined the club, which also meant handing over your contact information. Over time, Nespresso gained a huge database of customers it could market to, as well as a way of recording consumer preferences and buying habits. For customers, the club created the sense that you were part of a sophisticated worldwide cabal of corporate espresso lovers. When I first encountered Nespresso as a student around 2006, I remember feeling like I was finally part of the global elite everyone kept complaining about. What Nespresso have done is create a lot of benign bullshit around coffee, said Rory Sutherland. But people enjoy the bullshit. At the University of Oxford, Professor Charles Spence, head of Cross-Modal Research Lab, has studied how much your experience of coffee is shaped by the way it is presented. In Nespresso adverts, he observed, coffee is almost always displayed in a transparent glass with a crown of light crema on top of the drink. It starts to look almost like a pint of Guinness, Spence said. Coffee doesn't come with the visual variation you get in tea or wine. It's all pretty much the same color. So, perhaps you have to show it with the crema. The crema is key to the mythology of espresso. Legend has it that the Italian company Gaggia coined the term in the 30s, rebranding something customers had previously thought of as scum on the top of their drink as café crème, a coffee so fine it made its own froth. For the people who sell it, the way coffee looks has long been as important as how it tastes. Until the late 19th century, beans were prized for their size, color, and symmetry. Nespresso applied a similar approach to its capsules. They started rather plain, in grays and golds, but evolved into a full spectrum. Red means decaffeinated, with darker purples and grays for the stronger, more intense flavors. You were trying to give people visual clues about the origins of the product, said Spence. People prefer the taste of things when they think they've made a choice about it. The Nespresso system made every customer feel like a connoisseur. You had to make a choice every time you put a capsule in the machine, even if it was just between black or purple.